又是一首民谣歌曲，来自于加拿大人气小众态歌手 Sean。 欢迎收听可可听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯，你们还好吗？肖恩给人的印象呢，就像是无公害水果，除了鲜嫩可人，各种养眼，还安全无毒副作用。尤其是那亲切而又略显矜持的笑容，更像是邻家男孩。他的声线干净的就像早晨的露珠一样，让人感觉纯净，却又隐带着一些甘甜。看起来很是舒缓，但是在激情爆发处呢，却有着让人欲罢不能的节奏感。尽管说肖恩这位乐坛创作型歌手年龄不大，想法呢却是非常的成熟，他对音乐始终都保有狂热的信仰。今天呢要给大家介绍的歌曲叫做 Imagination 想象。这首歌曲呢通过轻缓的吉他声配上歌手的特色声线以及真假声的变换，讲述了暗恋喜欢一个人的美好的故事，一起来听听吧。
Oh there she goes againEvery morning is the same. You walk on by my house. I wanna call out your name. I wanna tell you how beautiful you are from where I'm standing. You got me thinking what we could be, cause I keep craving you. Don't know it, but it's true. Can't.In my mouth to say the words they want to say to you. This is typical of love. Can't wait anymore, I won't wait. I need to tell you how I feel when I see us together forever. In my dreams, you're with me. We'll be everything I want us to be. In front.We walk, we laugh, we spend our time walking by the ocean side. Our hands are gently intertwined, a feeling I just can't describe. And all this time we spent alone, thinking we could not belong to something so damn beautiful, so damn beautiful. Craving you, don't know it, but it's true. Can't get my mindSay the words they want to say to you. This is typical of love. I can't wait anymore. I won't wait. Need to tell you how I feel when I see us together forever. In my.
音乐过后，欢迎回来，这里依然是可可听歌学英语栏目，我是主播 Candice 凯纳斯。接下来的时间，让我们在音乐声中了解一下歌词大意。
Every morning is the same. You walk on by my house. I wanna call out your name.
You walk on by my house. I wanna call out your name. 你走过了我的家门前，我好想直接叫住你啊。Call out 在歌词中呢表示大声的叫喊 call out。 再比如说 call out the numbers so that we can hear them at the back， 大声的把数字报出来，这样呢我们在后面也能够听到 call out the numbers so that we can hear them at the back。I heard somebody calling out to me from downstairs. 我听到有人在楼下叫我。I heard somebody calling out to me from downstairs. OK, call out 还可以表示出动、着急。Call out. 比如说 they called out police to break up the meeting. 他们叫警察来 break up 驱散了这次的集会。They called out police to break up the meeting.We walk, we laugh, we spend our time walking by the ocean side. You got me thinking what we could be, cause I keep craving. 你使我不断地想象着我们的故事，因为我一直都在渴望着。Crave, C-R-A-V-E, crave, 作为动词表示渴望、迫切的需要、恳求。比如说 I was craving for a glass of water. 我很想要喝一杯水。 I was craving for a glass of water. Can't get my mouth to say the words they want to say to you. This is typical of love. 我还是说不出口，虽然我想说的有很多，我真的很爱你。Typical, T-Y-P-I-C-A-L. Typical 是一个形容词，表示特有的、典型的、有代表性的。Typical. 比如说 Since I'm here, I'd like to try a typical dish of this country. 既然来了呢，我就很想吃一下这个国家特有的食物。Typical dish, 特有的食物。Since I'm here, I'd like to try a typical dish of this country. Alright. 下一个例句。The picture is typical of its kind. 这幅画呢是这类绘画中的代表，非常的有代表性。Typical. The picture is typical of its kind. Our hands are gently intertwined, a feeling I just can't describe. 十指相扣，有一种难以言喻的幸福感。Gently.这是一个副词，它的形容词呢就是 gentle, G-E-N-T-L-E, gentle, 表示温和的。比如说 My mother is a kind and gentle woman. 我的母亲呢是一位心地善良、性情温和的妇女。 My mother is a kind and gentle woman. Gentle 还可以表示轻柔的。比如说 The gentle music can relax him. 轻柔的音乐能够使他放松。 The gentle music can relax him. He's a man gentle in manner but firm in action. 他是一个举止文雅但是行动坚决的人。这里的 gentle 表示温顺的、文雅的。 He's a man gentle in manner. 举止文雅但是呢 firm in action, 行动坚决。 He's a man gentle in manner but firm in action. 他是一个举止文雅但是行动坚决的人。 He was a person of gentle blood. 这又是什么意思呢？这里的 gentle 表示出身名门的，他出身名门。 He was a person of gentle blood. 与 gentle 有关的一些短语呢，就有 gentle as a lamb.表示性情温顺的就像小羊一样 gentle as a lamb. 比如说 To my surprise, 让我感到惊讶的是呢 The naughty boy is as gentle as a lamb today. 这位平常非常淘气的小男孩 The naughty boy 今天呢确实显得非常的温顺。 To my surprise, the naughty boy is as gentle as a lamb today. The gentle sex 表示女性 The gentle sex.好，接下来呢我们要学习的单词是 intertwine, I-N-T-R-T-W-I-N-E, 表示纠缠、缠绕 intertwine. 我们来听这个句子 His fingers intertwined with hers. 什么意思呢？他的手指勾着他的手指 His fingers intertwined with hers. 下一个单词 describeD-E-S-C-R-I-B-E, describe, 表示描述、说成、形容。比如说 Words cannot describe the beauty of the scene. 语言都难以描述那景色的美丽。Words cannot describe the beauty of the scene. He describes himself as a doctor. 他把自己说成是医生。He describes himself as a doctor.Describe 的名词是 description 表示描述、刻画、类型，还有说明书的意思。短语 beyond description 表示难以形容、无法形容 beyond description。比如说 ，The scenery there was beautiful beyond description。那儿的风景美的是难以形容了。The scenery there was beautiful beyond description。好了。A description about a product should not mislead the customers. 这个句子里的 description 就是说明书的意思了。产品的说明书不能够误导顾客，不能够 mislead the customers. A description about a product should not mislead the customers.您正收听到的节目是来自于可可英语网的听歌学英语栏目。今天呢，为大家介绍的歌曲是 Imagination， 不知道各位是否喜欢呢？今天的节目到这里要和您说再见了，我是 Candice 凯纳斯。如果您有想对我说的话，可以在我的新浪微博 DJ Candice 婕妤给我留言，我会看到的。感谢收听，我们下期再见，拜拜。
每次我坐在这里想到收音机旁的你，总是觉得很好奇，不知道你现在在哪里，是和朋友快乐的聊天，还是偷偷伤心？不过能在这无限大的世界，透过小小录音间和你相遇，对我来说却是一件非常非常非常非常重要的事情。有时候聊了你不太感兴趣的话题，有时候收到来信却没时间处理，相信一定有些什么让你感受深刻，而我却从来没想过。就像你现在听到的这首歌，它叫做《世界无限大》。你愿意跟我说说你的世界里正在发生的事情吗？